Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh at my friends and family. Tyrann Mathieu just tweeted, I got to get me a drop top so I can really slide in this snow. It's April, though, as he's in Kansas City, and they're going to get hit with 3 to 6 inches of snow today.
You know what? I've had snow in May in Buffalo, New York.
A wild finish in Milwaukee gets the Suns their latest win in a playoff-like environment.
Well, you know what? I'll do it now. A mini rant, 12-second rant. This was a playoff atmosphere. So let me ask you something, NBA. Could you not tell that Milwaukee-Phoenix was going to be a big game at some point in the last month? And that's the officiating crew you send? This was a playoff atmosphere between two playoff teams. We need playoff refs.
This ain't no Spurs game, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, well done.
What a game that was.
Phoenix Suns point guard Chris Paul continues to add to his first ballot Hall of Fame career as he passed Magic Johnson for fifth on the NBA all-time assists list.
I've watched almost every Phoenix Suns post-game press conference. I don't think I've ever seen Devin Booker smile, ever, in a press conference. And when he was asked about being the guy that made the shot to put Chris Paul over Magic, he had the biggest smile on his face and talked about what an honor it was to be a part of that level of history and what Magic meant to everybody as a player. I thought that really showed it to me how cool this was.
Yeah, the assists, of course, are very tangible, that you can see how much better Chris Paul has made the Suns, yet at the same time, it's the intangibles. It's the things you cannot see where he has really improved them the most.
Another day, another mock draft, as the latest one from Peter Schrager has the Cardinals trading up to number 7 to draft Alabama receiver Jalen Waddle.
Well, obviously, Wolf and I disagree with this because of his Chris Spielman opinion. That's not happening. Okay? That's not happening. There is no way Detroit is trading down to let somebody else come get their number one need on the draft board.
Yeah, it's very interesting because both these teams have made a vow under moon, sun, and sky to get more physical. And then you're going to draft Jalen Waddle.
The Steelers just announced that they've signed head coach Mike Tomlin to a 3-year contract extension.
Number one. It shows you how impressive Maloney is at her job, because that news is like 3.5 minutes old,
okay,
and she's already thrown it into your wake-up call. Secondly, again, that continues the stat that you've heard a million times. Between 1969 and 2024 now.
Stop and think about it.
3 head coaches for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
3. That extension they signed him to is on top of another extension.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
It's through
it's true.
2024.
See, honestly, 2034. Are you not sure it's 2034
now? 2024. It's a 3-year contract.
Unbelievable.
Coyotes give up 4 goals in the last 2 periods of loss to Wild.
Oh, that game. I mean, the scoring drought is so real, and it's been going on for so long, and I think guys are just squeezing it. We need more.
Well, they're hanging on right now to the 4th spot right there.
Win against the Blues was huge.
This was absolutely huge right there. Now they're below 500 once again, hanging on, and there they are at number 4.
Coming up next, Suns win. And coming off that Spurs game, boy, is that nice to be able to say that. Suns win on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.